Today's Shiur Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. As Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new parak. Teaches us the Mishnah Meicher as Habayis, if somebody sells a home to somebody else. And the question will be, what is included and what is not included in the sale? So says the Mishnah Meicher as Habayis, Leimacha Yitziah. As we will learn in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, the Yitziah is a room which is near a home and says that the Yitziah is not included. Even though it opened up to the home. The Meiri explains that the case of our Mishnah is obviously a situation where it wasn't clear, and we're going to have this often in our coming Shiurim, where it wasn't clear from the Shtar what is included and what is not included. And therefore, since it wasn't stipulated if the Yitziah is included or not, the assumption is that it's not included because it's a separate area from the rest of the house. And since it's a separate area from the rest of the house, that's why we have to consider it not included in the sale. The Rambam points out that everything, just like we said, that if there was a shtar, there's a document that clearly spells out what is and what isn't included, then there is no question. Says the Rambam that this halacha would also be the same if there's a minig. If there's what's customary in that place, we always follow the minig hamakim. And the words of the Rambam is, a very important rule whenever we speak about business, we follow the way people speak in that place, and after the custom. Where there is no minig, and there's not specific terminology, some say it this way, some say it that way. Then we do kemosha pirshu chachamim bepirakim elu, that we follow what the halacha is as established in these prakim. And Ramosha writes, if in a place they didn't expressly indicate what's included in the sale, the understanding is what it meant to mean was that the minhag hamakom is included. The Aruch HaShulchan clearly indicates that the halacha that's mentioned in our Mishnah that we're going to be discussing, we just discussed, we're going to continue discussing, is the Yitziah included, is the Yitziah not included, really only was relevant in the time of Chazal. He says in the time of Chazal, the rooms in the house were not always included or excluded in a sale. But says Ramosha, clearly, in our times, when somebody sells something, he clearly means to sell what is in the house. And therefore, since he means to include in his sale what is in everything that's in the house, certainly all the rooms in the house are very much included. There's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, what will be the halacha if it's not a sale, it's a gift? Where will the halachas that we're learning in our Mishnah be applicable? Says the Rimigash, that regarding the halachas we're learning now in the Shir, there is no difference if it's a sale or matana, the halacha will be the same. The Yad Ramah disagrees. And the Yad Ramah's opinion is that our Mishnah is strictly speaking what is included in a sale. But when we speak about a matana, certainly everything is included. It probably is very much included in the question, which we're going to be discussing in our coming Shiurim. And that is the question of Moicher Ben Yofu Moicher, when somebody sells something, what do we expect to be his attitude? But Matana, everybody agrees that when somebody gives a gift, Ben Yofu Hunais, and he gives it generously. Even though we're having a discussion, what is and what is not included in the sale, and we now spoke about a matana, there's another situation where it's relevant, and that is when somebody makes a nether. And somebody makes a nether not to enter into a home. what is the halacha? Are they included in the house or not? And the Rosh says that just like in our Mishnah, we're learning that the Yitziah is not included in the sale. So too will be halacha in a neder. And if somebody made a neder that he's not going to enter into a certain home, the Yitziah he may enter. There are Rishonim, however, disagree. And I saw that the Karen Oira and the Rishash both explain that the halachas on the Darim and the halachas on Mechira are not the same. Because by the Darim, there's a concept of Loshem Nei Adam. We follow what people say, what they usually mean when they say something. That is not the halacha when we speak about Mechira. The Rashbam says that, again, everything we're speaking about is when he just sold the stam without any clarity. But if there was clarity in what he means to include in the sale, so of course we follow what it says in the shtar. Says the Mishnah, loyas achedar. Similarly, when you sell the house, the room shall afnimim menu that's inside the house, but just opens up into the house, is not included in the sale. And the Rashbam explains, why is it not included in the sale? Because the cheder that the Mishnah refers to here is a place that they typically only used with to store items. So it has a very different type of use than the house has. And since its use is different than the house's use, that's why it's not included. The Yad Ramah says that it has nothing to do with the similar use or not similar use. But rather, the Yad Ramah says that the explanation is because they are significant areas on their own. And since they're significant on their own, that's why they're not included in the sale. The continues the Mishnah, V'loy Yisagag, similarly, the roof, which is a distinct area, is also not included in the sale. But, says the Mishnah, when is the roof not included in the sale? Bizman sheyesh le'makeh gvay asar tfachim, when the roof is 10 tfachim tall. And again, when it's 10 tfachim tall, it is a separate area. And since, if it's a separate area, it's not included in the house. Says the Gemara Yehudaime, im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if it has an opening with two side posts and a mashkaif on top of them, then av pish ene gvay asara, even though it's not 10 tfachim tall, ene machor, again, it's a distinct separate area, it's not included with the rest in the house. There's a discussion, the Yerushalmi says, that our Mishnah, when it speaks about the roof, not included in the sale, when it's 10 tefachim tall, the Yishalmi says not only must it be 10 tefachim tall, but the Yishalmi adds that it has to be a roof, it has to be enclosed. If it doesn't have a covering on top of it, says the Yishalmi, that that's also not going to make it into a separate area. The Pnei Moshe in the Yishalmi points out the fact that our Mishnah doesn't speak about a covering on top of the roof. It doesn't speak about that, is an indication that the Bavli is disagreeing with the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli's opinion is that a roof, as long as it has an enclosure of 10 tefachim, as long as it has an enclosure of 10 tefachim, is included in the sale, no matter what. Our Mishnah just began a discussion about a roof, and of course, we know the halacha is that a roof has to have a gate around it. As the Torah Kedusha says, Kisim the Bayis Chodesh, when you build a new home, Vasisa Maka Lagagecha. And there's an interesting Sefri in Parshas Kiseitze that says, Kamahu Maka, says the Sefri, Magloi Gova Shloshit Fachim, they star soya asara, and many Rishonim and Achronim try to understand what does the Sifri mean with these words. So the Smag explains that what the Sifri means to teach us is that when we have a bor, when we have a pit, and we have to make a fence around the pit. So there, the fence, three tefachim is adequate. But when we have a fence around the roof, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. And that's what the Sifri means to say. Magloi, if it's round, which a bor, a pit, is typically round, then it's gimel tefachim. They start, but it's a place that's flat and it's used as a flat area, which apparently means a roof, there, a flat roof, there will be 10 tefachim tall. The Reim says that what the Sifri means has to be, that what the Sifri means to say, he says, is that the roof, the gate around the roof only needs to be 3 tefachim tall. So what does it mean by Sar Tfachim? What it means to say Sar Tfachim is only if the roof is 10 Tfachim above the ground. But if you have a very low home that the roof doesn't reach 10 Tfachim, then the halacha is it's not going to be, then the halacha is you don't have to make a makkah. The Rambam says that the height, the Rambam in Hilchas Ritzayach Ushmiras HaNefesh, Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, says ki goyva hamaka ein pochs mesarat tefachim. The height of the gate around the roof cannot be less than 10 tefachim tall. Kedei shlo yipol mimenu hanoifel. It has to be tall enough to prevent anybody from chas v'shalom falling down. But the Ravid quotes the Sifri. He says v'dafka v'makom darsoi v'makom anomach shaboy. Avashat stodem shloish tefachim. He says what the Rambam, what the Sifri means to say, that only the area on the roof that is 10 tefachim, that only the area on the roof which is commonly used has to have a gate around it 10 tefachim tall. But the other areas around the roof which are not commonly used, 3 tefachim is enough. The Gra uses our Mishnah as a raya that the roof has to be 10 tefachim, because our Mishnah says that the roof is or isn't included, and the Mishnah says that if it has a fence, 10 tefachim, it's considered a separate area. So we see, says the Gra, that what makes a roof usable, if it has a gate, 10 tefachim, it means that a roof has to be, that the gate has to be 10 tefachim. The Netziv says that our Mishnah actually is a raya just the opposite. Why is our Mishnah Raya just the opposite, says the Netziv? Because, says the Netziv, if every roof would have to have a gate of 10 tefachim around it, why is our Mishnah singling out this roof? And our Mishnah saying that this roof that has a gate of 10 tefachim is not included in the sale. If every roof has to have 10 tefachim, says the Netziv, so then what's special about this roof? Says the Sif, from here we see that there are roofs that don't have to be 10 tefachim, and our Mishnah teaching us that if our roof has 10 tefachim, that's going to have the special halacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, that the gate always has to be 10 tefachim. Shulchan Aruch Choshim Mishpat, Simen Tuf Chav Zayin, Sif, Hey, says that the gate has to be 10 tefachim tall. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Chof Aleph says that if somebody falls off a roof, the person who owns the roof is obligated to pay for all the hezek that happens to this person who was hurt. The Chazon Ish says that even though we're learning and we're discussing extensively how you have to make a gate around your roof, he says that doesn't mean that if somebody violated the halacha and he did not make a gate around the roof, you're not allowed to go up to the roof. He says the halacha is that you have to make a gate, but that doesn't prevent you from going up to go to the roof. The Shas Chuvas Petzela Chochma Chelik Dalid Simen Kuf Yud Ches actually disagrees, and he says that not only is everybody who has a roof, a flat roof, obligated to make a gate around it, but the halacha also says the Mitzela Chachma is that the person who, if there is no gate, no one should go up to that roof. I saw a very interesting point that the Chashuki Chemed makes in understanding our Mishnah. He says if there is an individual who is a tzaddik and he wants to always try to help everybody in any way that he can. So what this person decided to do is to go from home to home, and every home that has a roof that doesn't have a gate around it, he puts up a gate around the roof. And one would look at this person and make and assume that what this person is doing is extremely special. He knows there's a chiyuv to have a gate around the roof. He knows it's dangerous if chas v'shalom there is no gate around the roof, and he's doing what he can to prevent the people chas v'shalom not fall off a roof. Says the Chashuki Chemed that the halacha requires that in all situations we really need to analyze all of the ramifications of what we do. He explains what does he mean. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah said that if somebody sells a home, there's a difference if the roof, has a gate around it, then this roof is not included. If it doesn't have a gate, then the roof is included. So what would be, I sell a home and it doesn't have a gate, so therefore the buyer is entitled to the roof. Now somebody else comes, because this is a person that wants to do a mitzvah, and what he wants to do by doing the mitzvah is that he's going to go to home and build roof. But what happens by him doing so, is that now if somebody buys this home, he's not going to be able to get the roof. So you think you did a mitzvah, but what you really did wasn't a mitzvah. You deprived the buyer of getting a roof. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah spoke about the Yitziyah being included or not. So ask the Gemara, my Yitziyah. What is the definition of Yitziyah? So says the Gemara, Hocho. In Bavel, they explained, Targima, that's Afsa. That it's a small building, a small room, that's next to the home that they used to have next to the home, on the side or in the back. Rav Yosef Amar, Batka Chalila. It's a room that they had near the home, but according to Rav Yosef, who is explaining it as a Bitka Chalila, it's a room that had windows all around it. Says the Gemara, L'mandama Apsalim is Dabna. According to the Mandam that says that the Yitzir means an Apsa, and he says that that's in that included in the sale. So certainly, says the Gemara, Koshkein bit chalila loy mizdabna. Because if we analyze it, the room is much more similar to the home than the bitka chalila. So if we're saying that Yitzir is separate enough that it should not be included in the sale, then the bit chalila certainly is not included in the sale. L'manda omer bitka chalila, but according to the manda omer that defines Yitzir as a bitka chalila, he'll say the bitka chalila is not included in the sale. However, apsa, which is very similar to the rest of the home, mizdabna is included in the sale. In the Beis HaMikdash, we know that the actual Beis HaMikdash, the building itself, comprised of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And around the Kodesh and the Kadoshim, on the south, north, and west sides, on the east side is the entrance, but on the other three sides, there were small chambers that were built around the Beis HaMikdash. There was a total of 38. They were on the north side, there were 15, divided into three floors, 5 times 3. So did it look on the south side. So we have a total of 30, 15 plus 15. And then on the west side, there were 8. On the bottom level, there were 3. On top of it, there was another 3. And on top of that, there were 2. 3 plus 3 plus 2 equals 38. And the Gemara speaks about these cells, these chambers. So it says the Gemara, Tana Rav Yosef, Sholosh Shemesh Yeshloi. When we speak about these cells, they have 3 different names. One is called Yitzia, the other one is called Tzela, and the other one is called Ta. Those are the three names that the Pasuk uses for them. Yitzia, where do we find that? Why is it called Yitzia? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, regarding the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, it says Yitzia HaTachtayna, the lowest level of cells, Chomish Ba'ama Rochva. Tzela, how do we know that it's called a Tzela? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vato Kona Echad, Eirech V'Kona Echad Roichav, Kona is the length of six Amis, Obein Atoim, and between these cells, there was a wall of Chomish Amah. V'Bais Ema Mehacha, another proof is from the Mishnah in Masech the Midas, Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin, that discusses the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, and says, Kaisel Heichel Sheish, the wall that was behind the Kodesh Gadashim, was Ruhata Sheish Amis, was wide six Amis, HaKaisel Ta Chamesh, and the Kaisel on the west side, there was a wall of five Amis. Tosfos asks the question, if the Gemara is teaching us that Sukkim that indicate that we had these cells, so why was it necessary to bring a Mishnah? So Tosfos says that the only time that's a question if the Gemara says Ibayis Eima. So when the Gemara is suggesting it's a new answer, the question is, what does a Mishnah Braisa add that the Pasuk doesn't say? But when the Gemara, as here, if it says Ibayis Eima, it's not a question, it's just another raya. If it says oid, so then it's difficult to use the word oid. Oid seems to equate what it says in a Mishnah to what it says in a Pasuk, which is obviously inappropriate. Amar Mazutra, for who da havi, when we speak about this area being not included in the sale, the Yitzia not being included in the sale, it's only if it has an area of Arba Amis al Arba Amis. That's when it has its own significance, and that's when it's not included in the sale of the rest of the house. Amalei Ravina Lamazotra. Lida de Amach, according to you that say that the Yitzia is not included only if it's Dalad al Dalad. Ada have Arba Amis. Ela me'ata gababor. We're going to learn in the Mishnah Mitzashem on Daf Samach Aleph. And the Mishnah speaks about when you sell a home, what is or isn't included in the sale. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, that loyas habor, that the bar where they kept water, the water pit, is not included in the sale. The loyas hados. And we're going to learn in Mitzashem on Daf Samach Dalet the differences between a bar and a dos. And the halacha is that they're not included. Api shekosov law, even though if in the document it says umka veruma, that including the height and the depth, says the Gemara, hachinami, here too where we say, i'arbi in amis in, that only if the bar and dos have a dimension of four amis, are they not included, v'loi loi, the Mishnah doesn't say that, and moreover, under normal circumstances, a bar or a dos doesn't include that, isn't that big. So if we're learning now that it depends on size, why would we learn that it has to be? How would we understand what it says there? Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. Hasam, there, Ha Tashmishta L'chod V'ha Talashmishta L'chod. A bar has its own use, and a room has its own use. And therefore, since it has its own use, distinct from the house, as long as it can be used for what it was meant to be used, it doesn't have to be Dalet Amis or Dalet Amis to be separate. Here, when we speak about Yitzia, so Yitzia is very similar, its use is very, very similar to what the rest of the home is used for. It's all the same type of use. And therefore, Iava Arba Amis, if it's Arba Amis, Choshev, it's included. V'iloi, but if it doesn't have a dimension of Dalet Amis, it's not independently significant enough, and like Choshev, it's not included in the sale. this point that if it has a use when it's less than Dalan Amos makes a difference in halacha has a very, very important ramification for Hilchas Mezuzah. The halacha is that only a room that's Dalan Amos or Dalan Amos, 4 ounces by 4 ounces, is chayv in a mezuzah. But the Pesach Tshuva in Yoridea, Simen Resh Peivav, Sifkotin Yud Aleph, quotes a Chamude Daniel, who says that if a room is not Dalad a Dalad, if a room is not Dalad a Dalad, but it serves for a purpose, then it's chayv in a mezuzah. And the Maram Shik uses our Gemara as the Raya. He says that our Gemara taught us that if a place has a purpose, has a use, even though, like the bar, even though it's not Dalad a Dalad, it's considered independently significant, so too as Hilchas Mezuzah, that even though this room doesn't have the dimension of Dalad a Dalad Amis, but it can be used for its purpose, then it has a Chiyah Mezuzah, even though it's not Dalad a Dalad. We learned in the Mishnah, Loyas HaChedesh Lefnim Emanu, not the inside room. Ask the Gemara, Hash the Yitzia, which is really very much part of the rest of the house. Ask the Gemara, when we sell a home, our Mishnah has taught us that the Yitzia is not included in the sale, Loy Mizdabin. So ask the Gemara, Chedem Ebayi, why was the Chedem needed to be singled out? Of course the Chedem is not included. Answers the Gemara, Loy Tzricha, the Tan is coming to teach us the Afagav the Motzalei, that when the seller sold the property, Matzer Avroi, he put into the document the dimensions of the home. And in the dimension of the home, the cheder is included. So we would think that since the cheder was included in the dimension of the home, he meant to sell the cheder as well. Teaches us the Mishnah that that doesn't make a difference. That the cheder is considered a separate area and it's not included in the sale. So Tosfos asks a question. So our Mishnah, according to this, is teaching us a very special halacha. That even though we marked off the dimensions of the home, the cheder is within those measurements, it's not included in the home. That's Tosfos pshat. But Yitzia, says Tosfos, will be included in the sale. The Rashbah disagrees. And the Rashbah says that just like our Gemara is teaching us now by a cheder, that if you mention, even though you marked off the dimensions, the cheder is not included in the sale, so too will be the halacha on the Yitzia. The Rashbah uses very sharp words. The Einam in Adas, it doesn't make sense that our Mishnah is differentiating that the Reisha by the Yitzia is talking when you didn't make the mark off the dimensions, the Sefer Shemetz where you did mark off the dimension. And it says the Mishnah is saying the same halacha by both of them. And by both of them, even if you marked off the dimensions, not the Cheder nor the Yitzia are included in the sale. It says the Gemara, and we find this elsewhere. Rav Nachman, if somebody sells a home to somebody else with Bira G'dayla, the way the Rishonim explained, the Bira was a large home that had a big hall corridor in the middle, and from that home's rooms come on the side. Says Rav Nachman, even though the contract clearly indicates the outer borders, Mitzarim Herchaloi, he only meant to show which home he means to sell. But it does not mean, says the Gemara, it does not mean to say that he meant to sell the Bira. If he wrote in the contract bias, he only meant the bias. So ask the Gemara Hechidami, Ilam the Kari Lebias bias, if in the way people speak, and we go back, that's the minig amokim is critical in any sale. So hechidem ilam the karlei lebayis bias. Then in this location, a bias is called a bias, and a bira is called a bira pshita. So then it's obvious, Bayis Zomalei, Bira Le Zomalei, only sold them a Bayis, not a Bira, and that the Bira is not sale. El the Bira Korolei Bayis, if it's in a place with a Bira, in a place where the Bira is also called Bayis, so then it should be included in the sale. Kule Zomalei, he sold them everything. Answers the Gemara, we're speaking about a unique situation. Like Tzricha, the Ruba Korolei Bayis, Bayis, most people call the Bayis a Bayis, or the Bira they call a Bira. However, Vik and Amida are those, the Liberia Karle Bias, that when they use the word bias, it means beer as well. Manatema, the fact that he sold him, and the fact that he mentioned all the dimensions, Kula Zavanle, that he sold him also to Bira, Kamash Malon, Mid Avala Metal of Shad Bazimine Ilun Klum, if that's what you meant, that you meant to sell the entire place, you should have written that. And if you didn't write it that way, loikos, if you didn't write it that way, shmamino, that you didn't include it, shiure shaira. So the Ritva asks, why does the Gemara have to say this entire back and forth? Isn't there a rule by dinim mominis that we always say hamotz mechaveira olav araya? So hamotz mechaveira olav araya says that if, unless the buyer could clearly prove that he's entitled to this area, he's not. Why do we have to have this entire piece of Gemara? So says the Ritva, the Gemara is telling us a very big chiddush, that even though this person marked off all of the borders, and since he marked off all of the borders, that should be an indication that he certainly meant all of the bira as well. We still don't include it. And from here, say the Rishonim, that there's a special rule that when you write a shtar, if you want to make it very clear that there's nothing left over, the halacha is that you have to write in the shtar, v'loshivisi v'michirazu klum latzmi. You should make it clear that in the sale that you're selling, that you mean to sell everything. Interesting discussion in the Paiskim. Here we're speaking about a sale. And what about when you're renting? The question is, by rental has the same din as a sale. It seems, says the Shvus Yaakov, that whatever is the halacha by a sale is certainly the halacha by rental. People are more likely to buy the entire area than to rent the entire area. And unless the person who rents the area could prove that was included in the rental, unless he could prove that was included in the rental, then it's certainly not included in the rental. Of course, the Rishonim ask a very obvious question. Why, whenever we have this type of dispute, don't we just look at the price that was paid? Doesn't the price indicate what was or wasn't indicated in the sale? And most of the Rishonim say that there's a halacha, we learned in Masechet Bava Metzia, the halacha of Einor. And the halacha of Einor means that if you overcharge, undercharge by a sixth, the halacha is that by more than a sixth, the entire transaction is voided. When it's a sixth, the halacha tells us you have to give back the amount you overcharged, but the sale is still okay. But we learned in Masechet Bava Metzia that the halacha is ein einor l'kakos. There is no such halacha when we talk about real estate. And the simple explanation why it's not included, most Rishonim explain that the reason it's not included is because when we speak about real estate is not something that has a firm price. One cannot suggest about real estate having a very firm price, because some people are willing to pay more for something that's worth less, and therefore, because they want the location and etc. And therefore, since we're speaking here about real estate transactions, using the amount paid is not a proof of what is or isn't included. Says the Gemara, Vom Rab Nachman Amar Rav Ravua, If somebody sells a property to somebody else, bebika gedoyla, where there's a large area with many fields, even though he put out the outside boundaries, if he says, I only sold this specific field, we say that the fact that the borders were mentioned is irrelevant. So again, ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is the case we are discussing? Ilam the karle l'sada sada l'bika bika, that the sada is called the sada and the bika is called the bika, says the Gemara, of course, pshita sada zavanle, bika le zavanle. El the bika karlam is sada, that the entire open area is called bika sada. So, and he wrote that he's selling the sada. So that's clearly an indication that kula zavanle. Answers the Gemara, le'tzrich the ikad l'sada karle sada. Ulabika bika. There are some that call the sada sada and the bika a bika. However, vika nami the bika karle sada. There are some that call the bika a sada. So madatema, we would think that kule is ovenle, since most the people that call the bika a sada, and as we said a moment ago, and he also put on the outer borders, kamashmala midahavale mechtale. He should have written, if he meant to not exclude anything, the document should have said Loi Sharis Bezvine Eli Kadamai Klum and Loi Kosovle, and it wasn't written that way. Shmamina, that's an indication. Shure Shire. So ask the Gemara, why do we have to have, so you have to write both. But the Miri says that this, and this goes back to something that we've been mentioning throughout our Shir, says the Miri that when is it necessary to have this statement in the document? It's necessary to have the statement in a document where there's room for confusion. So when we have a situation where there's room for confusion, the way we avoid it is by writing this type of a document. But says the Meiri, in a place where, as we started the Shir, there's a Minig HaMakom. So since there's a Minig HaMakom, we always, and the Minig HaMakom is very clear what is and what is not typically included, then this statement won't make that much of a difference. And actually, this is very relevant to a different Shaila, which is a very important Halacha L'maisa Shaila. People, most people, sell their chametz before Pesach through the Rav to a Nochri. And there are two different menhagim and how one writes the Shtar Mechira. Some people have the seller of the chametz indicate and detail, identify the chametz, which chametz is being sold, and where in the home that chametz is to be found. It makes a lot of sense. If you sell something, the seller should say what he's selling, and the buyer should say what he's buying. And some people have the minig that they don't go into that detail. They write all of the chametz that's in the home is being sold. The advantage of that approach, even though it doesn't seem to be such a serious sale, if you're not even detailing what you're including in the sale, is if you're detailing what's included in the sale and then you forget something, you have a real issue, because that's an indication it's not included in the sale. If you never detailed everything, so then it doesn't make a difference. Everything is included, and if the Nachri is going to come to get his chametz, that's when we're going to sit down and start giving him the chametz, and that's not only when we're going to sit down and give him the chametz, that's when we're going to start evaluating the value of all the chametz. So there are advantages and disadvantages to both. And the truth of the matter is, the Paiskim speak about this. The Bi'ar Locha quotes that the Markar Chaim is Machmer, but he says that certainly with the Evid, you could be Makel. And the Shas B'Tshuvah also says that you could be Makel, and it seems that that was the Minig of the Chasam Sofer also. And certainly, if we follow what we're learning in our Gemara, that if the document is self-understood, that if the Nochri is going to come and he's going to want to get his chametz, that's when we're going to start making a calculation with him. The strong argument to say that that is certainly a valid mechiras chametz, and there may even be advantages in doing that way. So now the Gemara asks the question, why was the same halacha needed to be taught both by a bika and by a bias? Answers Madishmin and Bayis Meshum the Hotash Mishtalchud, the Hotash Mishtalchud. As we've been speaking, the Bira and the Bayis serve very different purposes. Aval Bika, the Kula Chadatash Mishta, everything is really for the same purpose. So maybe certainly everything is included. Vyeshmin and Bika Meshum the Lahavalayla Metzalay. The Bika, there was really no reason to start mentioning the border. And the fact that the border was mentioned means that not everything is included. Ava bias, ava elements, that everything is included. So we have to teach us that still not everything is included. Ava bias, ava elements, you have to identify which house is being sold. And v'loi motzalei kulas ovenlei. So tzricha, that's why we need both cases. Kaman azla, asking marhoda omer amori brother b'shmul. Throughout Shas, we have this Ramori, the son of Shmuel. There are two versions of what is his history. Shmuel had a daughter, Rachel, who was kidnapped. So one version has that while she was still in captivity, Isser, who was at that point not Jewish, had relations with her. She conceived a child, who was Rameri. But before Rameri was born, Isser became a ger. So he was an individual who was Hirosa, Shloi B'Kedusha, but V'Leidosa B'Kedusha. And therefore, since his father, when he was conceived, was not Jewish, we don't mention his name, we mention his mother's name. Others say that, of course, that's not what happened. The Bas Shmuel never, Rachel never conceived from a non-Jew. But at the end of the day, Rachel, the daughter of Shmuel, was much more of an important person, was a bigger yichus than his father. And that's why Ramari was mentioned by his father, mother's name, not by his father's name. So says the Ramari brother, Shmuel Mishmei the Baya. Hai man de mazman le midel chaveri. Somebody says something else. Tzorach le michtav le. It's important that the documents say, L'shiari bezvini ilan kodim kolom, that if you want that there should be no room for misunderstanding, you should write in the document that I include in this sale, I leave nothing out. Everything that could be included, everything that could be thought about is included in the sale. Come on, and this is very much what we've been learning in our shir, Rav Nachman Amar Ravua taught us. The Rishonim and Achronim, the Torah, in Chayshu Mishpat, Simen Reish Tov Zayin, Sif Beis, quotes this halacha, and says, HaMoicha Kakel Chaver, Toifu Shiyichtu Lo Shevzir, Shez, B'zvina Eile Klum. The Prisha and the Bach say, it's not an obligation, it's good advice. But it seems that the Rambam and the Prisha and the Bach say that that's the opinion of the Rambam. It's not just good advice, it's absolutely required that that's the way the shtar should be written.